The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Casting a net into the sea, they were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I usually do all my shopping at Walmart, because the few times I go to any department store, the price tags on the clothing scare me away to the clearance section. The most expensive shirt that I have that was bought at full price is probably the blue Lacoste shirt you may see me wear often. That was a gift from my dad 5 years ago before I left for Rome. I don't share with you my wardrobe choices in order to make you think that I'm living my vow of poverty. There are many other ways to live that. In the area of clothing, I take after Father Ed. It's not that we're cheap, we just don't care. Anyway, I do have a point in all this, so just bear with me, huh? On the breast of that blue Lacoste shirt is an alligator, and my dad paid somewhere around $70 just so that his son could wear that alligator right here. What's my point? My point is that many people go to great expenses to wear a brand upon their heart. Brands embroidered in shops where injustice and unfair wages are promoted. I'm not one to talk, I shop at Walmart. We wear brands that are sometimes as ridiculous as an alligator or the name of some designer we know nothing about, and yet we hide the crucifix and the name of Christ in fear, in shame, to be politically correct. We belong to Christ, brothers and sisters, and we should be proud of it, more than an alligator. We belong to Christ. We have been purchased at a cost not even gold could come close to, the blood of Christ. And we have been marked forever by our baptism. We belong to Christ. However, still, how easily we sometimes let ourselves be swayed and directed by trends, by fads, by ideologies, and other nonsenses. How many times we march behind standards that lead us head-on to division and to death. We allow ourselves to be branded and belong to companies, parties, dictatorships that have nothing but their self-interest and promotion in mind. Brothers and sisters, let each of us cry out our battle cry. Let's make our battle cry what St. Paul tells us today. I belong to Christ. Let us preach the good news of Jesus Christ, not the good news of anyone or anything else, so that the cross might not be emptied of its meaning. I always love this story. You know, bishops wear a cross around their necks It's called the pectoral cross that they keep as a symbol of who they are in the church as a bishop. So one day at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., the papal nuncio at the time, Archbishop Pietro Maria Sambi, was about to say Mass. And all the bishops were there. It was a concelebrated Mass. There were many bishops. And the other bishops were waiting for Archbishop Pietro Sambi to get dressed. And they were waiting to see whether he was going to wear his pectoral cross under this vestment, the chasuble, or on top of it so that they could copy him. Because usually you're supposed to wear it under, but some bishops choose to wear it over. And so the bishop find out, he went into the sacristy and he said, "Why aren't you all getting dressed yet?" And he said, "You know, Archbishop, we're waiting to see where you're going to wear your pectoral cross." And he goes, "It doesn't matter. What matters is that you keep the cross close to your heart." That's it. We have to keep the cross close to our heart. Yes, physically, yes, it's good to wear a crucifix, but even more than that, live the cross. Identify yourself as a Christian. We should wear the cross more than an alligator or whatever brands we wear. Wear the cross. Because you and I, we belong to Christ. Not to anyone, not to anything else. Because to belong to anyone or anything else is nothing but slavery. But to belong to Jesus is freedom. Amen.